You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I talk a lot about how Chicago is different when the Bears win. Today, most people will look at like the Bears winning the NFC with the snow falling down, and there's Brian Urlacher with the Halas Trophy. Is that being a perfect day? But this win over the Packers to win the NFC North felt like a perfect day if you're a Bears fan. Think about it. The sun was shining, got up to what, like 50 degrees. So you were able to be out. You didn't have to be completely bundled. And if you were in the sunshine at Soldier Field, it was great. And you know how people are after it's been cold for a little while here. You give Chicagoans a 38-degree day, and they'll take their shirts off. But you had a 50-degree day. The sun was out. The Bears won the division. They won the division at home. They beat the Packers to do it, and in doing so, coupled with the Vikings win, eliminated the Packers from playoff contention. I don't know if it gets more perfect than that. Welcome in. Welcome into the podcast. We break down Bears games on game day, brought to you by the fine folks at the Chicago Wolves. I'm going to be at the Wolves game on the 29th. It's superhero night. You should come to ChicagoWolves.com if you want to get tickets. I'm going to give some away to listeners of the House of L podcast. So if you're interested in going, hit me up. HouseofLPodcast@gmail.com. Now, on to the business of this win, this 24-17 win that the Bears had over the Packers. I don't know how much game breakdown you even want me to do. This feels like a celebratory type podcast. I can break the game down. I can tell you some of the cool things that happened in it, like Khalil Mack getting a sack of Aaron Rodgers while having an offensive tackle hold on to his face mask as he's being backed into Rodgers and still not quitting. Him recording his 12th and a half sack, joining a very small list of people that have had that many in one season. You get to names like Richard Dent when you're talking about that, and he's still got two more games to go. We could talk about Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd, I think, had his best moment as a Bear. This is his best game as a Bear. What's really weird, if you look at the numbers, I think a third of Leonard Floyd's career 15 and a half sacks have come against the Packers. So when the Packers show up, there's something about what they do protection-wise that Leonard is able to make plays, and he made them. Like, it wasn't just him getting to Aaron Rodgers twice. It was also him making plays out in the field, like him in coverage, him tracking down the run game and making a couple more tackles. Would he end up with six tackles in the game? That's quality work if you can get it. We could talk about how they used Jordan Howard early on, and it worked. And then they used Tariq Cohen, or how Mitchell Trubisky played within himself. And I thought that that scramble that he picked up, it's a weird thing to say, but I thought that was the turning point in the game. I felt like it was a 14-yard run that he had. It was one of those plays where if he gets sacked, the game feels different. It feels like the Packers have taken control of it. Mitch escapes the sack, gets to the sideline, gets 14 yards, gets a first down, keeps a drive going. He didn't really make any mistakes. I wouldn't say that he played brilliantly, but he didn't make any mistakes. He was 20 of 28, 235 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Boom. When your defense is playing like this, that's all you need. We could talk about the fake punt. If you were watching the side cast, which we do during the third quarter, I called it out. Barry Horowitz moment for me. I called it out and I said, this feels like a fake. It's a fake, as the Romulan would say on Star Trek The Next Generation. I know that that's a deep cut. I know that I'm a geek and I'm adding my geek to my football geek. Some of you dig it, some of you may not. Anyway, we could talk about that. I thought it was bizarre, and I feel like you're in plus territory. Your offense, let your offense be on the field and let them do what they got to do. And if they don't get the 2 yards, fine. A more conservative type person would maybe say, just punt the ball and see if your defense can hold up. I get the logic behind it, and Matt Nagy even said after the game, look, there are going to be times you guys kill me, and I'm going to deserve it. And that would have been one of those times had they lost the game. But they didn't. They didn't lose the game. They're NFC North champions. They eliminated the Packers. It was sunny in Chicago in the middle of December and 50 degrees. You had a great time. You're probably having a great time listening to this, reliving all this stuff. The Bears still have a chance at a bye. That is still a thing. With them being 10-4, if they finish 12-4 and the Rams finish 12-4, guess who's got the tiebreaker? Head-to-head, number one tiebreaker. It would be your Chicago Bears. So there's still time. They still can get a bye. Anyway, it's cool when the Bears win. It feels great for the city. Like, it's, you know, I work in a business where we are often thought to be these cold, cynical, you're a sports guy and you hate teams that win. No, I don't. You know how much easier my job is when a team wins versus when they lose? You know how much happier everyone is when a team wins versus when they lose? And when the most popular team, like the Bears, win, it feels better to do the show. I don't have to come in there all grumbling like, let's dissect every play that went wrong. No, for a little while at least, we can enjoy this. And I imagine that the guys at Club Dub, that's what they call their club that they have at Soldier Field, get the dub, get that win. They celebrated. I saw Tariq Cohen got a grill now. That matches his chain. Are you serious? Swag surfing. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to use that term because I'm too old. But I appreciate the fact that he went out there and did his job. He did fumble. And that was another one of those plays where had they lost, you could ask some questions of Matt Nagy, but they didn't lose. Aaron Rodgers didn't do that thing, you know, because he's like Jason from Friday the 13th or Freddy Krueger or whomever you Leatherface, whoever you want to put in there as the horror movie villain. That's Aaron Rodgers. You can't kill him. He just keeps coming back. And today he killed himself. Brett got screwed. No. Brett screwed himself. Look back at that game. I can't wait to watch it again. I cannot wait because of how many opportunities Aaron Rodgers is going to be MFing everything when he looks at the tape on the ride back to Green Bay and goes, I missed, guys. He missed. And not because the pressure was crazy, even though they got after him pretty good, sacked him 5 times. But I mean, with fairly clean pockets and guys running free, Aaron Rodgers missed throws. When does that happen? that only happens in a year when your team is doing all the right things and everything breaks well for them. Aaron bleeping Rodgers missed throws at Soldier Field. Aaron Rodgers, who passer rating against the Bears coming into the game was 105.9 WCKG. Aaron Rodgers, who's 17-4 against the Bears, or was, now he's 17-5 against the Bears. That guy, the guy that hadn't thrown an interception in 402 pass attempts until he ran into the Bears at the end of the game. Unfortunately, the bad side of that play is that Eddie Jackson looks like he did something significant to that ankle. He says he's all right. He left in a boot. I'm not Canadian. He left in a boot. Hopefully he's okay because he's a big key to their defense. But Aaron Rodgers missed throws. He missed them. He flat out missed them. Throws that if it were Mitch Trubisky, we'd be killing him for. I know I would. You know I would too. But the GOAT, the Hail Mary GOAT, didn't get the Hail Mary to go, even though he had it right there. Nice push off by Devontae Adams, by the way. They lose Aaron Jones to a knee injury. They go out of balance, and yet they were still in it. But usually that ends with Aaron Rodgers being victorious in like a one-point or three-point game, him smiling, and them still having a chance to go to the playoffs. And then the Bears seeing them in the first round. Like, that's how ordinarily that script would be written. It would be, oh, the Bears are having this great year. They might win the NFC North. Well, they lost that game to the Packers, and then that opened up the door for the Packers to finish off the season with three straight wins. The Packers come into Soldier Field as a sixth seed and beat the Bears. That's how that would go. But we're out of that bizarro universe now. This is the Bears division. So they shut Rodgers down. They didn't give up the big play to him at the end. They made the big play themselves. They win the game. They win the division. Everyone party. Everybody dance. No, I don't have clearance to play that on the podcast or else I would. What do I sing it? Everybody dance now. Some people seem to like when I go a little more silly on the podcast than serious. I mean, I can get serious if you want, but who cares? I mean, not this week. This is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a party. Maybe I should have gone with the original Snap version of I Got the Power. I'm sorry, not Snap. Chill Rob G. My bad. Shout out to Chill Rob G. All right, that's enough. Let me get serious again. I've been thinking about adding this element to the pod for a couple weeks, and maybe now that the games are getting real serious, I'll do this. I wanted to share a little post game, but not too much. And I'm at the Score studio, so thanks to the Score for allowing me usage of this. This is Khalil Mack, and get his name. You might think, like, why is he pronouncing it that way? That is how that man pronounces his name. Khalil. Like, if you look on the Bears sheet, it says capital K-A-H dash L, little L-E-E-L. Khalil. Or Khalil, if you know what I'm saying. But here is Khalil Mack talking about getting here and winning the NFC North and what this year has been like. And I'm sure he feels very justified in the difference that he made from the moment that he walked in the door. This was him in the locker room, and I want to talk more about him after you're done listening to Khalil.
How confident are you at this point in the season being able to beat the Packers, win the division, that you're with reason to why they brought you here to do that?
It's all working out. I was able to get the win, and that's what it's all about. It's not just about me, man. It's all got four guys working together, rushing the pocket. And those guys in the back end did a real good job, knowing they got some good receivers over there on that side of the ball. So it was a challenge, and stepped up to the challenge.
All season, you guys responded to the challenge when the offense gives the ball up, or something like that. And after the fumble, today, I think you guys had 2-3 and outs and then an interception. What changes in mindset about quick changes?
Yeah, like you said, it's just the mindset. All guys being on the same page, understanding the situation. We want to make the most of it and be dominant in those situations. Knowing that's things that's going to happen throughout the game, but it's our job to be ready for the adversity.
You've had some tough Decembers where the games don't mean a lot. A lot of people
here.
What's it like to play
in
a game like this?
It was refreshing, man. It was refreshing to understand the situation and being at home, seeing those fans show up. We wanted to clinch it in any way possible, by any means, and just wanted to be real special and have it done at home.
You had a lot of sacks in your career. Have you ever had a sack with your back?
Damn, I got that one.
They give you half.
Oh, they gave me half. I'll take it.
A back sack? Ever happened before?
Nah, man. By any means necessary. I think the guy kind of grabbed my face mask, and I couldn't even look at the quarterback, so I didn't know where he was at. And so, I'll take it. They gave it to me.
What do you think of Leonard's play today?
Oh, man, Leonard showed up and showed out, man. Special dude on the other side. And I knew it was going to take. It was going to take both of us getting out there. And, it was good to see.
Well, now that you've made the playoffs.
You say what, man?
Now that you've made the playoffs, is sky the limit for this team?
Just one game at a time, man. Looking forward to next week. We just got to stack the wins and put them together and, see what happens.
He's telling like your coach. It's
really?
One game at a time.
Hey, that's great coaching, man. Great coaching. Everybody on the same page.
So what would you say was the difference in this game versus the first Green Bay game? You know Aaron Rodgers was going to make a comeback. It was going to start throwing down the field. You guys stopped him.
I had a little more football under my belt than that first game, knowing the situation, knowing what he wanted to do. Knowing he was going to try to get the ball out quick, knowing he was going to scramble a lot. And everybody was ready for it. Everybody was on the same page. And, you can back the mic up a little bit.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm about to hit.
How much did it help that Roquan blitzed at the time you got the sack?
Coach Vic, the Fangio man, the evil genius man, guy has the right calls at the right time. And I feel like, that was the perfect call. The perfect call at the right time.
The boom mic got a little too close to Kalio. The video is hysterical, by the way. Absolutely hysterical, because you see it creeping in like a spider. And Khalil's like, okay, could you like back that up just a little bit? Let me give you some numbers on this guy. Khalil Mack's 12.5 sacks on the season, which is tied for third all time on Chicago's single season list with Richard Dent. Dent also holds the record with 17.5 sacks in 1984. Mack and Dent are the only two Bears to record at least 12.5 sacks in franchise history. Additionally, Mack logged his 12th career multi-sack performance, bringing down Packers' Aaron Rodgers on 2.5 occasions. It was Mack's third performance this season with multiple sacks. Only J.J. Watt has more multi-sack games dating back to 2014. I remember the podcast, and it was the podcast that kind of jumped off me doing Bear stuff along with the interview stuff. September 1, they get Khalil Mack. It changed fortunes. It absolutely changed fortunes. This guy is a real difference maker. And it's been fun to watch him interact and make that defense better. While I'm at it, I said this on the Football After Show over on NBC Sports Chicago, and I'll say it to you on the podcast. You know that I am not, or I have not been, the biggest fan of Ryan Pace. I've not. But outside of the kicking game, which has seemed to settle down with Cody Parkey, although there's this fear in the back of my mind that they're going to need a big... I'm not going to go to negative town today. Look at the job that Ryan Pace has done this year. He hired the right coach. John DeFilippo was out there. That guy's already been fired as an offensive coordinator. There are a lot of people who thought that he would make, and he may still make a good head coach. He went with Matt Nagy. He went out and pulled the trigger on the Khalil Mack trade, a trade that has changed the fortunes of the Bears as a franchise. He drafted Roquan Smith. And while I thought the handling of the Roquan Smith negotiation was a little bit suspect, they got the right guy. Oh, did I mention that Roquan Smith is now second all-time for tackles for a rookie? He's got 107 of them. The record is 124 by Brian Urlacher. He's got two games left. You do the math. Kid's got a shot at that. Another 10 tackles for him today. He keeps pace. And going back to pace, he keeps Vic Fangio. He finds a head coach that is not intimidated and not threatened by Vic Fangio. That's not easy. A lot of guys like to come in like, I got my own guy. He knows what I want to do defensively. Matt Nagy took a look at this and said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that top 10 defense that they have and let that guy just do what he does. And it's worked out. They drafted James Daniels, who's come in and played great. They drafted Anthony Miller. So I give a lot of props to Ryan Pace. If I'm going to beat him up when he does silly stuff, I got to give him props when he does great stuff. He deserves any sort of accolades that he gets for NFL Executive of the Year. Think about where this franchise was a year ago. Think of how horrible and just it felt dreadful and without hope. And he goes out and hires a guy who I think has gone a long way to restoring the fun. And I talked about it last week a little bit too. Matt Nagy has allowed for you to have fun again as a Bears fan. Whether it's the crazy plays or his genuine enthusiasm for the game that seems to be infectious. He's made it fun again for Bears fans to be like, hey, we're in this thing. We're not just here to be beat up by the Vikings or beat up by the Packers, but we're in it. So major props to Ryan Pace for the year that he has had, the offseason that he had. And now you start looking at the postseason. Alex Brown said something really interesting today. He was talking about how he thought the Bears were a year away. And I think he's right. Like when we looked at it, like, oh, you know, maybe they'll be a contender next year. Well, what he said was, you're here now. Like you might as well finish the job. And you look at the Cubs. Think back to 2016, and I hate to draw comparisons between two different sports, but what I'm talking about is most of us kind of looked at them and like, yeah, they're going to be good for a really long time. In 2015, you're like, oh, well, yeah. And then 2016, they're there. Like you start to see it in 2015, in 2016, they win it. Football is so mercurial. And I thought about that when I was sitting on the set with Matt, Lance, and Alex, where you have guys, and they said it. You know, you're sitting there thinking you're going to go back all the time. You think that you're going to win divisions and go to the playoffs all the time. And since they won the division in 2010, the Bears hadn't been back to the playoffs. Since Matt's team, who, by the way, did let the Packers in 2010, and then they met the Packers in the NFC title game, and the Packers beat them to go to the Super Bowl that year, you think you're going to be there the whole time. So since you're already there, make some noise. Make it fun. Whether it's a trip to New Orleans or a trip to Los Angeles or one of those teams coming to Chicago, because that's still in the mix. You can still do that. It's fun. I'm excited because it means more people listen to the pod, more people listen to the radio show, more people tune in to the television show. I got enough suits. I rotate them. So I'll be ready for the playoff game, whether that's on wild card weekend or divisional round weekend. I hope that those guys celebrate, but I also hope that Nagy says to him tomorrow, yo, there's still stuff to play for. There's still stuff. Don't slip in the San Francisco game. 49ers have been playing better ball, and the Bears, if there is one knock on them or two, it's they haven't played great after extended absences, whether it's the bye week, the mini bye after the Thanksgiving game, or Mitch off of his 3.5 week vacation or whatever it was. And they haven't played great on the road. Their losses, 3 of 4 of them come on the road. So be ready for a team that's improved. With Nick Mullins back there slinging that thing. Go do you. I like it. But it's fun. It's really fun. You're having fun? Right now, you're having fun. Turned up the podcast. You're like, yeah, this is great. Give it 5 stars if you're listening via iTunes. Write a nice review. It's always warranted. But it's cool to have a Bears team that's good. It's good for everybody involved in covering the Bears. And I'm glad that you make your choice of listening to my podcast each week as it goes up. I'm also thankful to the Chicago Wolves for sponsoring the podcast. We appreciate them. Going to go out to Superhero Night. Follow them on Twitter at Chicago_Wolves or ticketschicagowolves.com. And like I said earlier, if you're interested in going on Superhero Night, email me. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll see how many tickets I can get from the Wolves. They've been pretty good about giving me a lot of leeway when it comes to this partnership, and I'm glad that we've become partners in this deal. The Bears win. Wait, let me give it to you like the way that you want it. The Bears win 24-17, moving their record to 10-4. Conquering the NFC North as champion. Beating Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And eliminating them from playoff contention. The Bears still have an outside chance at a bye in the playoffs. Your team is officially going to the playoffs. They have officially won the division. And they are officially a scary team for anyone that is going to come up against them in the playoffs. I appreciate you listening. If you're listening Sunday night or early Monday, which is appreciated, I will be on the Score talking about a lot of the same stuff. If you haven't checked out part one of the interview with my students that they did with me, which is the episode previous to this, it's really good and you should check it out. Part two is even better and it's going to drop later on this week. A lot of questions that you've asked me about my career that I've been reluctant to talk about, I talk about with them. And so I'll share some of that stuff with you later on this week. Congratulations to you. Matt Nagy gave you a game ball a couple weeks ago. Bears fans have responded. It's fun. It's a good thing when the Bears are good. Enjoy the rest of the night or the rest of your day. Because your coffee will be have a little bit more caffeine in it. Breakfast will taste better. People will be smiling as they walk down the street in the city. It's a good thing when the Bears are good. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.